Hi everybody, this is Nick. Welcome to Teaching Series, Nick's Everyday Texts with his American Friends. 大家好，我是 Nick， 欢迎来到 Nick 和美国朋友的短信日常。So in this series, I will teach you guys some authentic phrases and slang by showing and explaining my texts with American people. 那通过讲解我和这个美国朋友之间发的短信，来达到学习地道英文的效果。那大家早，今天给大家看的一条是我高冷的短信哈。和我朋友约定见面，然后他需要请假。这里呢，涉及到找人代班的这样一个英语问题。首先，我来读遍短信。Yo, talk to my friend. He's gonna try and work out plans so that he can cover for me and I can get off work an hour early. Awesome. If it doesn't work out with him, I'm just gonna ask my boss to let me go a bit early. Sounds good. I'm free until 4 tomorrow.Got someone to cover for me at work. Awesome. 好的，第一个 number one workout 是计划、思考、解决等等的意思。比如说我在短信中说 ，He's gonna try and work out plans. 他是就是说他会试试看，看看能不能想出计划。或者说你比如说我举个例子，你做不出数学题，你不知道答案是多少，你可以说，I can't work out this answer. 我算不出答案。Number two, cover for somebody.在这里工作的一个语境下哈，就是给某人代班的意思，不需要翻译为掩护之类的哈，又不是打仗。比如说 ，Yo Jesse, you wanna cover for me for the next hour? 你能帮我带一下接下来一个小时的班吗 ？Number three, get off work, 下班。这个应该是我最早最早的几条短信中讲过的，就转眼几个月过去了哈。在这里呢，善意提醒，放学它不是 get off school, 它也不是 finish school, 具体呢。你可以看微博叫放学，搜索放学就知道。事实上它是叫 get out of school。Number four， 第二条短信他说的是 if it doesn't work out， 那这里的 work out 就不是同一个意思，这里表示行得通，翻译就是说如果这个计划行不通的话， blah 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 blah， 这个和第一个 work out 是不一样的意思。Number five， I'm free， I'm available， 都是我有空的意思，不要去像这个 I'm coming 一样去曲解这个。短句的意思。Alright, so this is pretty much it for this time. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.